The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today.
Come on, let's give it up for James and Betty.
Stay tuned as James and Betty celebrate 50 years of ministry with their favorite moments from Life Today.
Pat Roy, well, welcome today to the Blessed Buffet. Amen. That's a, we're going to cook up some Christian cuisine. We're going to cook a chicken.
Stand-up comedian and celebrity impersonator Steve Bridges, next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to be celebrating 50 years, first marriage. I tell you, I thank God. I love it when I look at you, you smile. That's what got me. You know that got me. And it still does. But 50 years of ministry. We're going to go back a little bit. We're going to show you this week. Now, you're going to enjoy this. By the way, Tim Conway is going to be with us. And then you're going to actually see, which is, boy, this is going to take you back. You're going to see the very first times that we did the talk television program. And you're going to see something that think about this now, 50 years of ministry. And the largest number of responses ever, a show you'll see later in the week, where a country western musician who has written some of the best-selling, award-winning songs begins to sing to me a testimony. And here's the thing. We jammed the entire AT&T phone system. We got so many calls, people calling to give their life to Christ. They weren't calling for prayer. They were calling to give their lives to Christ. It jammed everything. You're going to also hear today, and by the way, later in the week, you're going to see Robert Duvall, where he came when he won the Academy Award and asked if he could use one of my sermon illustrations. You won't actually see that. But today, you're going to meet one of the most gifted people that's ever appeared on Life Today. As a matter of fact, Jay Leno in The Tonight Show discovered him watching Life Today. His name is Steve Bridges. Steve Bridges loves Jesus, and he went to be with Jesus just over a year ago. Just asleep on the couch as a great entertainer, an impersonator who became famous for impersonations, but especially the President George W. Bush. You're going to see when he came in and Betty showed us all the preachers that people knew. I mean, you'll see Billy Graham, you'll see Benny Hinn. You're going to like this. You're going to love it. And then you're going to see him as the president. Now, this is really good. Watch.
These televangelists and Christian guys, you know, I grew up listening to them. You know, every little kid that grew up in a Christian home had to listen to James Dobson on the radio, you know. Mom, do we have to listen to that again? It's so boring. But I thought we'd take Dr. James Dobson, we'd take Jerry Falwell, we'd take Pat Robertson, take Billy Graham. Let's take Robert Shuler. Maybe we can throw in Paul and Jan Crouch. And this, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we just put them all on their own cooking show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that, you know? But I'm just trying to think, what, you know, how would it work? You know, first thing first is, you know, the question is, you know, Pat Roy, well, welcome today to the Blessed Buffet. Hey, man, that's a, we're going to cook up some Christian cuisine. We're going to cook a chicken here today. Hey, man, we're just going to cook up a chicken here. Dr. Jerry, Reverend Jerry Falwell, Doctor, I just gave him a doctor right there. Reverend Falwell, how would you cook this chicken? So I want to know how you gonna do the chicken.
Well, I want to say right now that chicken's gonna be southern fried. And I want a free-range chicken. I want a chicken with liberty. Speaking of liberty, I want you to send your chickens to Liberty University. For every chicken you send, we'll send you a chicken lapel pin. Glows in the dark, smells like Kentucky Fried. Amen.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. That's amazing. And, but Benny Hinn, what do you think about this chicken here?
I tell you, I think the chicken can be raised. I think it... I truly believe this chicken can come back to life. I really do, and I think we ought to do that.
Hold on, we gotta cook the chicken. Kill the dadgum thing, you bring it back to life. Don't do that. Crying out loud, Falwell, what do you think?
I don't want any alcohol on this chicken. No alcohol in the chicken.
Well, good grief, he's no fun, is he? Ixnay on the alcohol.
Knock it off with the Pig Latin. I know Pig Latin, too.
Well, folks, we got another thing here. We got another thing going here. We got Reverend Robert Shuler. Any comments? Well, I have a recipe for this chicken. It's a delicious honey glaze. It'll make it look crystal clear. Amen. I've got a recipe with a lot of possibilities. Yes, it's got lots of possibilities. Stay with this. It's a wonderful chicken.
Well, folks, hold on. I think we got some Billy Graham. What do you think of this chicken here? What do you think?
I believe that chicken came to a crusade. I remember him coming down the aisle, just pecking his way around. And I said, you need to be born again. And he said, yes, I do. And I thought, for crying out loud.
Well, Paul Crouch, Paul and Jen are here. Paul, what do you think?
Well, I think this chicken should have its own show. I do. I really do. I think it'd have a...
It was a precious chicken.
Well, folks, that's the show. Come back next week when we cook up some pastoral pasta. It's going to be wonderful. God bless you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
A surprise guest, surprise to the staff, they don't even know, and a surprise to you. And I would like for everyone in America and in Canada and Australia and Europe and everyone here at Life Outreach and Life Today to welcome George W. Bush, President of the United States.
Good to see the two of you. How are you?
It's good to see you, Mr. President.
All right, pleasure. You. Come on, let's give it up for James and Betty. Come on. Well, I'm pleased to be here. It's exciting. This is it's a real kick. It's great to be back in the great state of Texas. That's right, yeah. Where I was a governor for a long, long time. And I'm pleased to... be here with James and Betty. I want to thank them. Thank you for their kindness. Appreciate their love. They're friends of mine and mi amigos. That's right. I speak Spanish. That's right. Mi amo is Jorge Bush. That's right. Mi casa es su leche. Well, let me just ask by applause how many you voted for me? How many voted by applause? How many voted for me? Okay. By applause, how many of you think I'm doing a good job? All right. Okay. All right. Noticed a few of you weren't very enthusiastic up there. So let me ask my third question. How would you like to be audited by the IRS? I'm teasing. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. But tell you what. But I am excited to be here. And got a lot of challenges ahead. Challenge. I know a lot of people are questioning my policies. Policies in the Middle East. A lot of questions about that. And I want to just clarify right here, right now, my policies in the Middle East. I want to just lay that question to rest right now. But before I do, I just want to ask one question. Do you have any ideas? I have an idea. I do. I got an idea. Let me just show you my idea, James. This is Israel right here. I want to bring people together. Here's Israel. Here are the Palestinians right there, you see? See, I want to bring them together. You see, when we can bring them together, then we can get a plan and we can move forward, just like that. Not backwards, we can go forward, you see? See, I don't think that religion or church or whatever has to be divisive. I think that can bring people together. Watch this. See, I think church can do it. You see, there you go. There's a church. There's a steeple. Open the door, look at all the people. Right there. That's right. But these are challenging times. They're challenging. They're tough times. They are. They're tough times for me. I never know where Dick Cheney is. Every time I turn around, they're hiding him at one of those dadgum undisclosed locations. And I can't stand it, because every time they take me there, they blindfold me. Now, you laugh. You laugh. A couple months ago, I was in China having lunch with the Chinese premier. And we were sitting there chowing down, and he turns, he looks at me, and he says, "Hey, George, it's me, Dick." Scared the pants off me. Like to give me a heart attack. But I'm excited, I am. I'm excited. A lot of fun going. I like to have fun. And my childhood was fun. Jeb and I, you know Jeb, my brother, one down in Florida. Jeb, spelled J-E-B. We had a good time. We were fun kids. We had a good time. We fought a lot. We did. We had BB guns. Kids, when I was a kid, we had BB guns. Kids today, they don't even give them rubber bands. But we had BB guns. He always used to shoot me with it, too. You laugh. He'd corner me in the garage. I remember Dad caught him. Dad caught him, walks out in the garage. Here's Jeb, got me cornered in the garage with a BB gun on me. Dad said, let's see if I can imitate, he said, "Son, what are you doing? You gonna put his eye out with that?" Jeb looked up and said, he won't open them. Me and Jeb, we were always up to something, but we could never get away with anything. We never could. I mean, you can't get away with anything when your dad is the head of the CIA. Our bedrooms were bugged. Dad would get mad on family vacation, say, "Don't make me pull this car over and investigate you." It stunk, really did. But I know that in the laughter and in the hilarity, there's a lot of you that come here with a heavy heart, with some challenges. A lot facing you. And I want you to know what that's like. I know what it's like to have challenges. As you know, I've had some challenges in my life. I've had some personal challenges, some personal difficulties. But I want you to know something. I faced them. I faced them. I beat them. I won. I know what it's like. I mean, I had an election. Close election, but I faced it. I beat it. I won. Heck, I got fewer votes than the other guy. I still won.
In case you didn't know, this is Steve Bridges. Steve, glad to see you,
buddy. Thank you.
At least that's who you say you are. But I'm really wondering, under all the makeup, if it really is Steve Bridges.
Well, the truth is, James, Betty, I miss being in the White House so much. I had them make me up look like Bush. I've been in and out of there for the whole year and a half. They're so confused. He makes one policy, I change it. he walks in a room, I walk out. I've had nothing but fun.
I want to thank you, James and Betty, for your kindness and your support over the years, for having me on. And I especially want to thank your listeners and those who are actively involved in this ministry for their kindness, because it's been just incredible what's happened recently. And I'm grateful. And I don't... Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I don't know who's saying those prayers, but you know, give me your number. I'll float you some dough.
Thank you. You know, think about that. Here's a great witness, and that did appear before our national leaders at the Kennedy Center and the awards, actually did the impersonation of Bush with the president and his wife sitting in front of him, and then President Bush came up and said, he's just not really as good looking as I am, is he? And of course, everybody cracked up on that. But Steve was a tremendous witness. And you know, he did have what you might call an incredible launch into the public specter to really become a very highly visible, recognized individual who appeared in a lot of different places. But he was a great witness. Everywhere he went, he lifted up Christ. And he was basically discovered on Life Today and seen so frequently as a regular on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Steve was one of the best supporters of our ministry. He said, I never forgot that God allowed me to begin to share what talent God had given me on this program, and I had kind of been hidden, and you might say was discovered, and I'll never forget that, and the love that we were able to share with him as a family of not only viewers of a television program, but people who participate in outreach. And Steve Bridges joined us in that, for which we're very grateful. I know you've enjoyed him. Steve found it one of his greatest thrills to help us give fresh, clean water to desperate people. Many of you who watch Life Today have thought about doing it. You've said, I wish I could do something. And I ask in the very early part of this year all of our viewers around the world to pray that first God would put it on your heart, and then that He would show you the way that you could drill a well this year. And hopefully every year from now on, because I really do want to be a part of taking fresh, clean water to the world. Water for life. So we can tell them about the water of life, because they have seen the love of that God. Many of you are very close. Think about this. Many people are very close to finding the solution to the crisis they face. It's right under their feet, but they can't access it. Or the water they do access is contaminated. It's killing them. Watch closely. Listen with your heart. And then help with your hands.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
Yes, it does. Father, Betty and I join our hearts right now with missionaries, and I think mothers, family members, asking you to give them what they need so desperately, fresh, clean water, in Jesus' name. I don't think you're going to sit here and watch this program, and I want to just thank you for not only watching the part that I think brightened your day because you could smile, you could rejoice at what you heard, the truth and the things that gave you peace and direction. But I think that you're really wondering, can I make a difference in someone's life? Betty, there's not a person watching that can't give a cup of water. You know, $48 gives 10 people water for the rest of their lives. Everyone can do something.
All of us can do something. You know, I think about it. Our bodies can't survive at all without water. And yet, the water that these precious people, these children, are drinking is slowly taking their life because it's so contaminated, so diseased. Let's make a difference in their lives. Let's give them life by drilling water wells and giving them fresh, pure water and a chance in life. Please join with us. We can all do it.
Yeah, it's really sad that as you watch people, you know, going to get the water, like Betty says, they have to have it. And they go to get life, and they get disease, and oftentimes a very slow, painful progression toward death. It's, in other words, what they go to get life, it ends their life because it's not suitable to drink. Not really suitable for animals, and they're in there waiting and defecating in it. Just filthy. We can solve it. We cannot immediately give clean water to the whole world. We have to do it like Jesus said, basically one cup at a time, one expression of love at a time, one person expressing the love of God. I know you want to help. I'm praying that you'll simply do what you can. We do ask you if you can possibly do it during this last week that we're asking you to help in this Water for Life emphasis, that if you can, you'll give an entire well. That's $4,800. Now, that's just in these remote village areas where we can access it. If you went into a great big population center of 50 or 100,000 people, there's no way you could provide it for that. What we're doing is where the missionaries are hands-on working with the precious people in those third world impoverished countries. They begin to tell them about God's love, and they know, they see the greatest need is water, and we can do it. It's something a couple can do or individual can do. Even children are doing it. You can drill a well. We're going to send you the beautiful commemorative bronze, Robert Summers, the world's greatest sculptor. This is the 50-year anniversary bronze. It's a special edition. We're sending it to those of you who will drill a well or give $1,200, $2,400, pray three people or one person joins and we have a well. We're sending that along with Beth Moore's Restful Mornings and the Incredibly Peaceful Evenings, you know, the Blessed Days, these devotions from Beth, the beautiful book telling the story of the hymns and the incredible instrumental music of the hymns. You're going to love it, how they were birthed. We want to bless you. We never give you something trying to get you to give something. We give to you because just as we're giving water to them to bless them, we're giving to you to bless you. So I hope you'll ask for the bronze, and if you can drill a well, do it. But if you can give $48 or $144, you'll give 10 people or 30 people water the rest of their life. So there's a level at which you can participate. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, and use it like it's a check? That's how you use them. Or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and say, here's my gift. If you do write a check, make it to Life, but call the number, And be persistent until you get through. Tell us you put it in the mail because we have to let those who are drilling the wells and working along with the missionaries, we have to let them know water's coming to your area. Do what you can today. This last week, it's important we hear from you. Please make that call.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. This is the last week. Call, write, or make your gift online.
I hope you'll ask for the commemorative bronze, limited edition, 50 years. I don't know if we'll have another 50 years. It'll be all right if we do. I think Jesus will come, or I'll go to be with him. And Betty and I, we kind of want to stick together and go together. And she says, I hope you're not leaving today. But listen to me. We want you to have this bronze, and we want the villages and the areas where they're in such desperate need to have the water. So whatever you can do, we thank you. And I know you're remembering it's the last week. And all this week, you're going to be seeing what we would call the best of. I mean, these are programs. I get a smile on my face because I know what's coming. Tim Conway's coming. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching. Tell your friends to watch this week. We're going to have a great time. Watch Life Today.
Join James and Betty Robison July 18th through the 20th for the Awaken Now Conference at Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas, featuring inspiring speakers such as Governor Mike Huckabee, Pastor Tony Evans, International Bible teacher and author Beth Moore, New York Times best-selling author and speaker Andy Andrews, and many more, including musical guests such as Big Daddy Weave. Register today for this once-in-a-lifetime event celebrating 50 years of ministry with James and Betty Robison. Go to lifetoday.org. Tomorrow, Academy Award-winning actor Robert Duvall.
That's good because I want people to see that that there is one God.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.